a silver screen.
From the heart of Broadway here in downtown Cape Girardeau. Fuck yourself and your fat fucking ass, 2016, you motherfucker.
What happened to keeping it classy?
Asa knew.
That was the bit.
Asa knew immediately. As soon as I said that, I saw him go, because he was waiting for what I was going to say. I thought...
It's like, this is why I don't do the Thursday shows.
Compared to what I normally say, that was actually okay.
I like that Shannon also, what you guys couldn't see out there in audio land, was him just flipping off the general air, though it looked like he was flipping all of us off.
No, not at all.
I understand that wasn't what was happening.
2016, double birds. I said I was going to do it, and I did it. I'm established now.
You got to be careful, though.
2016, I hope you can see this, because we're doing it as hard as we can.
There is still 2 days left in 2016.
And you know, we keep saying, well, 2017 is going to be better, but what if 2017 and 2016 are friends?
You know, I'm going to be
your best buddies.
Or what if they're rivals?
This is the
what if they're trying to one-up each other?
Oh, 2017 is like, my turn.
Yeah, like, it's 2016 is like... Can you top that? 2017 is like, hold my beer. Yeah,
top that.
January 1st, plane crash. Chris Jericho, Kevin Owens.
I will kill you.
It's the Enzo and Cass of the years. 2016 is Enzo, though.
Also,
oh no.
So 2017 is just going to be big, dumb, and slow.
So some more important celebrities. Dalton and I are traveling on the 31st.
Shut up, everybody.
Yeah, but you're going by car, right?
Like, we are.
That's an easy
cars,
drive, though.
Car's safe. Cars don't hurt anybody.
Well, compared
to one this year died in a car accident.
No one got.
We're going to be inside the car.
No one got
I'm
ran over by their own car.
I trust your driving skills.
Oh, I trust my driving skills.
There's
it's everybody else that I don't trust.
There's a lot of people on the road, though.
I agreed.
Indianapolis is a big place.
So here's what we're doing tonight.
Stay out of the five-lane traffic.
It's our farewell to 2016, and we got an all-star cast here tonight to do this. Next to me, my good friend and co-host of the Tuesday show, Mr. Asa Gray, the five-star man.
Yes.
Who I apologize for dropping F-bombs immediately. You should see how happy Mandy is, though, on this show.
I know, right?
She finally gets to let loose, and she is just ecstatic.
She's hilarious.
Nuts, and it's a lot of fun. Next to him is another very good friend of mine, the Big D himself, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
My very good friend, all good friends tonight, down at the end of the table, co-owner of Podzilla 1985, and of a respectable gentleman, Jesse Kimball.
Hola.
And then the town whore, Lindsay Wolfgang.
I am not
no,
a whore.
No, no.
Okay,
no.
this is almost like dead match for when Dalton called me a whore last year.
All right, hold on. So am I missing something? Why did you call her the town whore?
Because I'm the girl at the table.
Yeah.
Oh.
And judges assume that.
I mean, we all know that I'm not a whore, but he's going to say it anyways.
I mean, we all know that. What about Radioland?
All right, Radioland, Lindsay Wolfgang.
They apparently can imagine whatever they want, you know?
They're imagining something.
I will say this right now, and I'll go on record as saying this. Lindsay Wolfgang is the most... Not prudish, but the most, she's harder to get into than Fort Knox. And I'm going to go on record as saying that. Lindsay Wolfgang's here.
Hi.
The lovely and talented, by the way, I have more money for you.
Yay!
From another picture sold today.
Yay, which one?
Mimic You.
Yay!
So Lindsay has here at Gaming Grounds at 709 Broadway for all your gaming needs, possibly with new store hours. We'll see how that goes. You can buy Lindsay's adult coloring pages. She does Pokemon coloring pages, and they're selling like hotcakes. You can also find other artwork of hers. I almost said whores because apparently that's all in the brain.
Your Freudian slips.
Villainous Grounds in Perryville. They're glad to be a part of this show tonight. you can pick up, David's laughing right now. I guarantee it. You can pick up some of Lindsay's other artwork up there, and it's good stuff. So tonight, 2016, we're saying goodbye to it. All right, I'm done with the cursing. The bad jokes are gone. I really want to have a discussion. If anyone bursts into F words to 2016 tonight, I don't blame you, and I won't censor you.
We apologize in advance.
It was a rough year.
It'll happen. It'll almost certainly happen.
It will. It was a rough year.
I will forget I'm being microphone.
It's fine. Thursday's you let loose. Where do you start with 2016? Let's start with something good. Let's all go around the room and say something good that happened in 2016 before we get to the bad. Or should we start with the bad and then
start
get with
the
bad
and end on the good?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I think that's a more positive way to do it.
Yeah, because I mean, we're already ending on a bad in the year. Let's just reverse it.
So let's start with the worst. In a year of worse, what's the worst thing that happened this year that you guys think? Asa, what do you think was the worst thing that happened this year?
I mean, there's a lot. Just a lot.
It was bad.
It was real bad.
Yeah.
I don't even think I can just pick one.
This is the Empire Strikes Back of the Podzilla show.
Yeah?
The Empire Strikes Back was awesome
At least it was entertaining.
But it meant ending on a downer.
Yeah, it was
it
the dark
end
side.
On a downer. Yeah.
Okay, this is the episode one.
But we knew there was a trilogy.
Oh, there's more to come.
There's the follow-up.
And Cody's real real optimistic that next year is going to be better. And you got to be optimistic.
I would love for it to be better.
I mean, you have to be optimistic. Otherwise, you're going to go insane. Like, it's got to be better.
Well, let's start off.
Okay, actually, it can't be better. And I'll get to why later.
Oh, I know why, I think. I think we're both thinking January, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So let's say the worst thing that happened this year probably was Donald Trump was elected president.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's in a year of people we lost that we really loved and just general kind of a shitty year.
Yeah.
Donald Trump being elected president after what is now confirmed to be Russian hackery that Donald Trump went on today and to record to say, let's just move on. He's like, yeah, probably, but let's just move on. Of course he wants to move on. That's how he won the presidency.
Uh-huh.
He narrowly edged out the competitor of Hillary Clinton by negative 2.8 million points. Votes.
Wait a minute.
Just
even
edged
I'm
her
not
out
that bad at math.
Just edge her
no
out.
Everyone knows the election core is golf.
Common core.
The better negative you have, the better your score.
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
This isn't golf.
It's Dorf on golf.
That was the joke I literally just made. That was the setup.
I didn't hear because you were drinking soda.
I didn't hear because you were drinking
not
soda.
Not when I was saying it. See, because I said the words, and then I took the drink.
Well, I still didn't hear it.
we're not going to cuss each other out at all during the show.
Lindsay has a fear that we all make fun of her.
Oh, I know you all make fun of me.
But we don't. We really don't. But when you say things like that, I feel like you leave yourself open to attack.
Okay,
like,
I've had a day of organized chaos. My brain isn't exactly in order.
And you're a woman.
Sure, Jesus. We'll go with that.
Jesse?
Yeah.
How far we get?
Huh?
Yeah.
How far we get before what? Before you made a sexist joke? Because, I mean, the F-bomb happened 30 seconds in.
That's true.
No, F-bomb didn't even make it 30 seconds. That was immediate.
That was your opening word.
This is the kind of show that deserves F-bombs. Because with Donald Trump, and we're going to push on Donald Trump for a second, we begged. We begged and pleaded. And if you're a Republican right now, you're probably not going to listen to the next segment. Although I'm not going to bash Republicans.
Honestly,
yet
we probably no don't have many Republicans left that listen to this show.
Just Tanner. And he's not even a Republican anymore. You know?
It's true. Yeah, he did denounce his party on air.
Because of Donald Trump. Who is the biggest mistake that the United States has made in a long time. I don't want to say ever. Because
definitely not the biggest mistake we've ever made.
Yeah, because I wasn't alive for a chunk of the United States' existence.
I mean,
we had
concentration camps at one point.
Slavery.
There was that.
Bombing.
No, there's been a lot of mistakes.
But Donald Trump is definitely the worst mistake we've made since, I don't know.
Like, if it was in generations, this is definitely the big goof of this generation.
And then we have nothing to blame but ourselves on this one.
Yeah.
Well, not us. We all voted the right way.
That's true.
We're pointing the finger at you, America. Well, actually, not
actually,
even you, America.
Not, yeah, like,
because you also voted for Clinton. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're blaming it on the specific people at the electoral colleges. And also Vladimir Putin.
Honestly,
and
like,
Harambe. Let's just get.
Okay. Yeah. Can we skip Donald Trump for a second?
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's skip Donald Trump for a second. Let's talk about Harambe, America.
Let's please not talk about Harambe. Honestly, like, I think.
Look here, America.
More to blame than that's anything else. Is realistically the DNC. Like, the Democrats, like, it's actually been, yeah, the Russians hacked, like, email servers and everything else and leaked that the DNC rigged the primaries, which isn't illegal, unfortunately. But it's been documented that the DNC rigged the primaries and put in Hillary Clinton, probably the only candidate that was a serious contender for that nomination that wouldn't beat Trump.
Yeah, but okay, can I play devil's advocate for a second?
Absolutely.
If it's true that the Russians hacked the election and helped Donald Trump win, in the sense that, in the worst sense of all, that with the electronic voting, that they actually did hack the numbers.
Did not hack the numbers.
If they did.
If they did, I feel like he wouldn't have lost by 3 million.
Right.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, in the states where the Electoral College mattered, where they did electronic voting instead of hand counts, those are the states that Donald Trump won. Those are the states that won him the vote. So if the Russians did have any influence over those electronic votes that helped him win the Electoral College, which helped him win the election, as opposed to the popular vote, which he very clearly lost, then it wouldn't have mattered if Bernie Sanders ran anyway, because it was still part of electric hackery.
Well, but it wasn't. It's for
but it
sure
could be, because they haven't yet, they haven't still said what they did.
No, what they did was they're the ones that found all the emails and everything
and
else
and leaked
all that information.
Yeah, the WikiLeaks stuff. Yeah, but they haven't come out and said the full scope of what they've done yet. It was only today that they revealed names of some of the people involved with the hacking, which is unprecedented. Not only that, but Obama has told 35 Russian diplomats, 35 of them to get out of America, which is unheard of. Mm-hmm. He gave them 72 hours to get out. I don't know if you've heard this yet.
I haven't, actually.
Yeah, 72 hours for 35 Russian diplomats, I believe, to get out of America. They're shutting down two Russian consulates, or what would you call them? Embassies, yeah. They've put some hard sanctions on Russia for what happened, but they still haven't said the full scope of what they've done. And for something this serious, for them to go out of their way this hard on Russia, man, something bad had to have happened.
No, honestly, like, it...
And maybe that's the conspiracy, and it probably is.
Just the fact that they leaked those emails and they were in that, that's enough to say, like, okay, we need to make some separation right now.
They also need to kick James Comey out.
Oh, yeah, they really do.
For doing the same thing.
Because, yeah, I mean, because basically they didn't impact the actual votes. What they did was leak information that caused distrust and ended up swinging the election.
When you say they didn't impact the actual vote, what you mean is they didn't... They didn't change
right.
the vote
they
themselves.
They didn't literally change the vote.
But it definitely impacted the vote.
Yeah, it definitely impacted the results.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have been an issue if people already didn't trust Hillary. Because that was the real problem. Like,
They didn't trust Hillary, again, for reasons that they never actually knew. When you ask people, why do you not trust Hillary? The emails.
They couldn't answer
Benghazi.
You.
Benghazi. The emails. Yeah. No one knew.
No,
it was a hack job.
I mean, you're right. Yeah. Like, it's one of those things, like, people didn't trust Hillary because that stuff existed.
Do you think they would have done the same? They would have railroaded Sanders eventually?
They wouldn't have had Benghazi or emails.
Well, has he ever done anything wrong?
I mean, I'm sure at some point, but he has been like, there was some like.
Man's a saint.
There was some statistic that went up.
There's a picture of him holding the dog's ears up like this, you know?
there was like a statistic that went out a while back that showed some of the most consistent Congress people just in their, throughout their career, just the most consistent political figures. And Bernie Sanders was way up there.
He is.
He has been like, you know, way back when. He was a big proponent of the civil rights movement.
Yeah,
like I said, Martin Luther King.
He's done fantastic things for a very, very long time. I hate that people say crooked Hillary and they completely overlook what she's done for America, because she's also done quite a bit. Even today, I was watching CNN here at the store because I find, well, you guys take the time to play like games when you have free moments or, you know, do something fun. I watch CNN because I'm miserable.
Or you watch Dr. Phil.
Well, it wasn't on.
I don't have cable.
Sling. Asa knows.
I ain't got that either.
Oh. 14-day trial.
I'm all right, because then I'll forget to cancel it, and they'll charge me for it.
That's what I did.
I set a reminder on my phone.
I did, too, and I still forgot. The day of, I got up, and I was like, I need to cancel this. I'll do it later today. And then the next day, I went, well.
Whoops.
Anyway.
That money's out of my account.
Today on CNN, they had a Republican on from, I forget which state, may have been Arizona. If I'm wrong, it doesn't really matter. But it was a Republican congressman, senator. They asked him, okay, with this coming out about Russia, do you believe that Russia played a part in electing Donald Trump? Do you think that's a problem? I just want to hear you say that. The first thing he said was, well, you talk about this, but what about Hillary Clinton? She had an unsecured server in an unsecured place with emails with all this. And they're still pushing that even after they've won. And they still don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But you elected Donald Trump. So 2017 is getting off to a real hot start.
Yeah, because we've got, and like I was really holding on to hope that the Electoral College
would turn its back on them.
We'd get some faithless electors, which is a possibility. That's everybody that talks about the Electoral College. They talk about that's the reason it still exists, because they don't want to trust the will of the people. They don't trust the will of the people because they don't want the people to elect in a fascist. Guess what, America? Electoral College done failed at that too.
Yep.
To be fair, he did drain the swamp. He just then collected the alligators and gave them cabinet positions.
Yeah, he drained the swamp and then put like Chardonnay in it to attract more alligators somehow. I don't know exactly
how
that works.
Really have a taste for Chardonnay?
Are you sure it wasn't swamp rats?
I, I don't know.
Whatever it was evolved.
Whatever will attract more alligators, that's what they put in the swamp.
Confirmed on Podzilla 1985, the official drink of alligators is Chardonnay.
I mean, what else would it be?
Go ask Leatherhead.
One alligator walks up and drinks, and another alligator from the other side of the fence goes, oh, look at Oysters Rockefeller over here.
And we met it for our, we hit our quota. What's the next topic?
All right. And no, see, then that alligator comes over and joins in the Chardonnay.
And then they all drink.
Then they all drink.
Drink up, bitches.
Trump's buying. Because he's going to pay it back with all that oil money he's about to get.
So Trump sucks. He's going into office. We elected him. That was the blackest night.
And that's honestly America. Coming from this group of people. I don't think, because people out there are saying, like, I mean, come on, Carrie Fisher died and like David Bowie.
Yes,
and
that sucks, but
Alan
that's
Rickman.
Not going to affect our future of the
yeah,
country.
Yeah, they've already filmed her scenes.
And honestly, whoo,
or they'll just CG it.
Well, no, they have actually filmed her for episode 8 already, but that's even beside the point. What the point I'm trying to make is you should understand how we feel about the situation. Like, we get the gravity of Carrie Fisher dying
and we're
going to
talk
Debbie
about
Reynolds
that.
And
I
all
cried.
These other people.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it a little bit.
And we're still saying that Trump is the darkest moment of 2016.
Because not only is Trump president, but now the Republicans control everything.
Everything.
No matter what.
On the bright side, though, it means they can't blame anything on anyone else but themselves. But
that?
They will. They'll find a way.
Absolutely will.
All right, Jesse, I had a crazy thought.
What you got?
Asa, I had a crazy thought. Dalton, I don't care about your opinion. No, I kid. It's just Asa looks sad and I want your opinion on this because I think this is the dumbest thought I've had in a couple days. And please tell me that I'm wrong, that this can't happen. If Trump and the Republicans really wanted to, if they felt so inclined and they felt powerful enough, could they completely change the rules since they're in complete control
yes.
to where Democrats could never have power again? Like they did in North Carolina with the incoming governor?
With majority rule, they could do all kinds of amendments.
That's what
and
I'm thinking.
Just screw
but they wouldn't
our
do that, right?
Yeah,
I mean, they don't need, they need more than Congress for
well,
amendments.
The, I mean, they do have the House and Congress, but it's also like, it's technically
the
they
Supreme
do,
Courts and
because
stuff.
Because they're not all, like, not all, even though they're mostly, the majority is Republicans, not all of them are just blindly following Trump. Like, there
and
have
that's
been a
what
lot
I'm
of Republican
hoping.
Leaders who have spoken out against him that, I would like to think that if he tried something just that super batshit,
that they would stop it.
That they would.
And I really want to believe you, but the thought hit me as I was like, I was brushing my teeth the other night and I thought if the Republicans really wanted to perform a coup and completely like take power forever, they technically could.
Not they,
short of an American revolt.
They can't yet. They have to have a, like for a constitutional amendment. They have to have at least a two-thirds majority, mm-hmm. which the Republicans don't have two-thirds. They have a lot, but they don't have two-thirds. They just have a simple majority in both House and Senate. They also, the amendment has to be ratified by all 50 states. I think that's still the thing. And
as long as we have some Democrats
okay,
in power.
It may not have to be all 50 states.
Wait, I guess here's my point on this. If you wonder why we're so upset about Trump winning, is if you think that people are paranoid when Democrats take office because they're going to take your guns away and all that, imagine how we all feel now that Republicans are in complete control. Imagine how gay people feel. Imagine how minorities feel. Imagine how all of these people who are not exactly on the top of the Republicans list of people they like are feeling right now. How you feel about guns when a Democrat takes office, which, by the way, how many Democrat presidents have we had now? And they've still never taken your guns away. So please shut the hell up.
They won't.
And they won't.
We're because the worried NRA about is using our basic that as a fear rights. Tactic.
Yeah, now we're worried about basic rights, marriage, and civil liberties and stuff like that. So you can take all of your, that's, shut up, let's move on, and shove it up your ass.
So, I did look it up. It's not all states. 3/4 of the states must affirm the proposed amendment in order for it to actually amend the U.S. Constitution. So not only do they have to have 2/3 majority in the House and, or in Congress, because it has to be the House and the Senate, they also have to have 3/4 of the states have to pass it too, like state government.
So you're telling me not to worry?
Yeah, at least not yet. The Republicans do have, I think Republicans do have almost like have a majority in like as far as state legislators goes. Well, I want to say. Not positive. I could look that up, but
I'm still hoping that there are some Republicans out there, though, that aren't going to go behind all this and will actually stand up for the people.
I'm sure there are going to be a few that
I hope so, too. But when tempted with power, we've got everything. We could really do some damage for the good of the people.
Wink.
Wink. All right. Let's stop talking about it.
I mean, Korea is building Gundams. So can we just go take theirs and throw over the Republicans?
Well, no, because Trump just wants to build more nukes.
Yeah, I would say they'll need those Gundams to fight against our nuclear assault that we plan on launching,
that is
apparently.
True.
Let's stop talking about Trump, because that's just going to make us all legitimately angry, which it already is.
I'm already angry.
Yeah. Let's talk about something that won't infuriate you about 2016. Something that everyone can stand up for as the cause. Harambe.
Why? And next topic.
No, I really do want to say just... It's a major story. It's something that happened. It's something that people would not let go, and I don't understand why. I wish we had someone really dumb here, like, to tell us why Harambe became such a big meme in 2016.
I mean, that's all it is. It just became a viral meme, and then people think it's funny.
But it's not funny.
It's not.
And I'm the king of not funny. Like, you know, my humor is... Devin, tell you about this girl from LazyTown.
No, don't go there, please.
You have. Okay, so no, that's the thing. Like, Harambe started out as just this, you know, it was a tragedy.
It was an unfortunate story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, everybody just kind of like started, the internet did what the internet does best.
Overreact and not understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely true. But then they turned it into a meme and then it got viral. And a lot of people that didn't even know about the situation just started saying dicks out.
And if you think, well, it's a harmless internet thing, you know, leave us alone, let us have our fun. One, it's not funny. Two, you're wasting your time. Three, there were a lot of people that voted for Harambe in the election, and
oh my God.
Middle fingers to you too, because now we have Trump in office, because more people are out there sharing memes and laughing at these things than are taking the politics seriously when it comes to the future of our country.
Honestly, like, and it's one of those things, like, you can argue about whether or not it was viable to vote for third party, all you want. Voting for Harambe was literally
just giving
throwing
the vote
your vote away.
It was literally the dumbest thing you could do this year.
Yeah, like, it's one of those things we can argue all day about whether or not you should have voted third party. Like, that's a debatable thing, whatever, we'll move past it. But under no circumstance should you have gone in there and voted for Harambe. You were an idiot if you did that.
And I feel like at least one person we know did that.
Almost certainly.
I don't want to call out names. They probably don't listen to the show, but I feel at least one person I know did. And it's shameful. Shameful.
Yes.
I hate
it. It's not funny. And now we have Trump.
Especially the group of people that take it even farther and are consistently harassing the zookeepers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Special kind of hell for those people.
Yeah. The zookeepers actually had to come out and say, we don't understand why you're doing this. Please leave the memory of our dead gorilla alone.
Yeah, because a lot of those zookeepers, like, they get attached to the gorillas and stuff.
And what's a joke to you is something serious to them.
Yeah, like, I imagine that putting down that gorilla was one of the hardest decisions they've made in a really long time.
Yeah.
Like, they had to decide which life to save.
And everything can be comedy. I get that. I make tasteless jokes all the time. I do. But there has to be some humor in it for me to find it funny. I don't find a single thing about dicks out for Harambe funny.
No.
It doesn't make sense. It's not funny. It's a waste of time. Maybe I'm getting old. I don't know. Why waste your time on that meme when that boy is right there?
it's certainly the superior meme.
That boy is harmless. It's fun.
And adorable.
It's a little frog on a unicycle, and it's great.
I love that you went so far out of your way to get to the that boy.
I like the dapper version with the top hat and the monocle.
It's that gentleman.
How are you doing today?
And honestly, one of my favorite memes to come out of 2016 was easily the Kermit
the
meme.
Dark Kermit.
The Dark Kermit.
Yes! Oh,
like, yeah, me and
oh
me
my
to
gosh.
Me. Oh my God.
Like, I see stuff like that and I laugh. I'm like, okay, that's funny. They were selling ornaments for Harambe with, like, he took a shot for you, shot glasses for Christmas. He took a shot for you, take one for him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. You didn't ask whether you should or not. You just, you slap a price tag on it and you sell it.
If money's to be made, man, somebody's got to make it.
It's like the ending to Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I want to take all of the money I'll ever get and just go place to place, find all of these users, and beat the shit out of them for being stupid.
Are you username? And then you come up to, like, The Rock or something? Oh.
I think The Rock has better things to do with his time.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, add more muscle or buy someone something because he's the nicest guy in the world.
Right, because, yeah, I feel like he wouldn't participate. Okay, let's just say someone very Rock-esque Like, you walk
just
up there,
big guy.
Like,
Ryback.
Yeah. Oh, Ryback. Yeah, Ryback.
I think Ryback's
would definitely
related to him. He wouldn't think it's funny.
You take a picture of Ryback and a picture of Harambe and put them together, you can't tell the difference.
Oh, no.
They both know about the same amount of words.
I'll tell you the difference between them.
One of them's dead.
One of them's dead, and the other's career's dead.
Aw.
Yay!
Hey, Ryback Joe.
One of them really likes granola bars. I really appreciate you got that.
Thank you. I played that song the other day going up to Villainous Grounds because I was driving Allie up there and I was like, I'm going to surprise her. I'm going to play this song. And she's just like,
what the hell is this?
What is this? I'm like, it started as a joke, but I really like this song.
It's because it's fun.
It's a whole bad lip reading songs. I love those things.
I feel like you would do the same thing with Numa Numa.
I've only got room for one foreign song.
Also, did you know that the Tunic Tune dance, that's the Draenei dance in World of Warcraft?
I did not.
Is it really?
It is, in fact.
Da, da, da.
Like, you talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to show Lindsay this so she can verify.
Jesus.
What's our next topic? I like my Draenei.
Well, I've actually got a list of, we're talking about all these terrible things that happened in 2016. Someone on Reddit, actually, just you probably saw that, Ace, you probably saw it too. They posted a list of the good things that happened in 2016.
Was it very short?
No. I'm going to read some of these because this,
had some good things.
If you want to feel good about 2016, well, actually, before we get to the good, we said we're going to do the bad first. Let's just go to deaths.
Okay.
Let's just go to deaths because the other thing that 2016 was so well known for was robbing us of everybody.
So much creativity just gone.
Not everybody.
Not everybody, but man, this was a hard year.
Well, like, let's go down the list. If you like movies, Alan Rickman, Carrie Fisher,
Debbie Reynolds.
You like music?
Oh, God.
David Bowie.
Prince. George Michael.
Yeah.
I've got a list here of everyone that died. Of course, I'm not going to.
Glenn Frey, yeah.
Yeah.
Bassist of the Eagles.
And I'm not going to say every single person here. Otis Clay passed away, big blues musician. But yeah, Bowie was. You thought Bowie was going to be the big one this year. You thought, okay, that's the one that's going to hurt the most. But then Prince died.
Yep.
And for a lot of people, that was a bigger deal than Bowie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Depending on who you were, yeah.
Yeah.
Dan Haggerty died. That, I was upset. My dad loved Dan Haggerty. He was in Grizzly Adams. Maybe Grizzly Adams have a beard. Abe Vigoda died. Abe Vigoda died.
I remember watching the Conan tribute to that. Yeah, that one was...
Because Abe Vigoda was such a huge part of the Conan. The joke was that he's been dead since, like, the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that really, really made me sad. I wish every time I didn't click on the down arrow, they kept telling me that there were lightsabers at Disneyland for Carrie Fisher. I know there were. I'm well aware.
There were lightsabers in a lot of places for Carrie Fisher.
Did you guys see
Antonin Scalia passed away? Boutros Ghali died. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know Boutros Ghali died.
The only reason I even know who that is because of a community joke where they're doing like a fundraising conference and they tell Troy, oh, hey, Will I Am will be there and Boutros Ghali. Boutros Ghali?
Yeah.
Like, that's the one he gets excited for.
Big Ange from Mob Wives. I personally not a fan of the show, but that was unexpected. Harper Lee, who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, passed away.
Yep.
George Kennedy. That one kind of hurt too. I loved him in Naked Gun. As the straight man to Frank Drebin of, oh my God.
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen's Frank Drebin. Thank you. It's sad when you can remember the name of the character
name.
But not the actor.
Story of
especially
my life.
Leslie Nielsen.
Joey Feek, the country singer. Mm-hmm. I followed that whole story. She was the one that had cancer and they were documenting.
Yeah, that was the.
I cried when she passed away.
Tearjerker.
Yeah. Nancy Reagan passed away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Frank Sinatra Jr. Rob Ford. Okay, it's not funny. It's not funny. Rob
you
Ford.
Laughed.
Well, because he was the crack mayor from Canada.
Yeah.
That it's unfortunately.
God, Jesse, why are you laughing?
It's the saddest thing about Rob Ford is that Chris Farley wasn't alive to play him on Saturday Night Live.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Aww.
Fife Dog from Tribe Called Quest passed away.
Yep.
Gary Shandling. That sucked. I love Gary Shandling. Patty Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just keep going. Merle Haggard.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
I didn't know Merle Haggard died.
Yeah, he passed away in, I want to say like March or April.
You don't have the month by month list, do you?
I do. I do, actually. Doris Roberts.
Yes.
From Raymond.
Yeah.
Of course, here was a big one for us. China.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Forgot about that one.
China passed away this year. Ugh.
It's bad when you can't keep track of them.
There's just been so many.
For the record, I'm only to May. Prince, of course, another JR that affected him quite a bit, and Prince is all time legendary. Tupac's mom, that just unfortunate.
When she was a big like
Black Panther
social activist,
civil rights. Morley Safer, 60 Minutes correspondent, who I grew up watching. Alan Young, Scrooge McDuck.
Yep.
Muhammad Ali.
Big loss in the sports world.
I forgot Muhammad Ali passed away. Probably the best boxer of all time.
Yeah.
Gordie Howe, incredible hockey player, passed away. Oh, my God. It just keeps going. Anton Yelchin at 27.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
That one bummed me out a lot because of just how
unfair
unexpected
and,
just the sadness of how he actually passed away, too.
Yeah.
Just
And you talk about a guy that just had the world by the feet, just the bull by the horns. He started in Star Trek. I loved him in Odd Thomas. He was a great actor. He was just in a lot of good stuff. That's super sad. The fact that he was only 27 makes it even worse.
Yeah.
All right, we're into July, guys. And we're skipping over a bunch of people, by the way. If you don't hear me mention the person that you were a big fan of, it's not because we don't think they're important. Everyone's important. It's just there's so many. How do you pick... And I think Jesse is showing Lindsay the dance.
It's the male one is totally that dance.
Kenny Baker. R2-D2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Passed away.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one I didn't know passed away. I just found out myself. Fyvesh Finkel.
Who?
He was an actor I saw in a lot of, he was on Picket Fence is the one I remember him most. He's just an older actor, but he was good. I really liked Fyvesh Finkel. I can't believe I didn't know he passed away.
Yeah, this is the first time hearing of that.
Oh, well, how about this one? Gene Wilder?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was
good.
A big one.
That one hurt.
Night.
Yeah.
John Polito. Okay, let me explain.
Yeah, I was like, I got
Frank's brother.
On that one.
And it's always Sunny.
Oh, yeah.
John Polito's one of those actors that you know him.
Because
he's
been in, like, everything.
Yeah. He was in The Crow, and I loved him in The Crow. I loved him in That's Always Sunny. He was one of my favorite actors, and I was so sad when he passed away.
Yeah.
And my God, we're just going down the list here. We're in September finally. Again, we're skipping a bunch of people just because there's too many to even name. Arnold Palmer, great golfer.
Bart had that video game.
That was Lee Trevino.
Was it
Lee Carvello?
Lee Carvello.
No. They, I think it was a fake name. I think, but it definitely wasn't Arnold Palmer.
Well,
so.
I'm a loser.
He has a T.
He does. Enough.
Janet Reno.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important figure historically. Mm-hmm. She was the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General.
Yep.
And again, another person that I remember growing up and seeing. I remember Will Ferrell playing her on SNL was hilarious. The Janet Reno dance parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much fun. Leonard Cohen.
Oh, that one sucked.
Robert Vaughn, amazing actor. I loved Robert Vaughn. Gwen Ifill, another journalist. Oh, my God. This is getting depressing just reading these names off. I'm sorry if you already know all these and we're just going over it again. Florence Henderson.
That one upset me a lot, too.
America's Mom. Fidel Castro. John Glenn. Alan Thicke. Now we're into December, right?
I mean,
this is when it was just almost day after day.
You've seen the meme floating around Facebook. Hey, 80s kids, you remember how great your life was? And then it's just a big collage of everyone. Gone.
And Alan Thicke was the really surprising one, especially
it was just
since,
out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was out of nowhere, and I had literally just watched the episode where he cameoed on Fuller House.
I just watched that the other day. It's the second episode, and
I haven't watched it yet.
He's if you know Alan Thicke, you know he's acting slow. I guess I'll say, like, just the way Mike here.
Oh my God. It drove me nuts by the end of the episode. Like the first two or three times was really funny. By the 25th time, I was like, okay. And that's really the theme in Fuller House. The first time it's funny. And then, okay, come on.
Fuller House reminds me of the, Family Guy clip where the guy's like, do you want to see a picture of my kid? And it just smacks you in the face with it over and over again. It's like, remember this? Remember that? Henry Heimlich, the guy that created the Heimlich maneuver, passed away. Zsa Zsa Gabor, George Michael. George Michael, that's a sad one. George Irving, then of course Carrie Fisher, and then the day after Debbie Reynolds, and one I forgot to mention up there, Tommy Ford, who if you ever watched Martin, was my favorite part of Martin, and just a great comedian. Ricky Harris, 2016 sucked for deaths.
Yeah.
Sucks so bad that there's actually a GoFundMe to for keep Betty White alive.
Or the other one I saw was, has anyone checked up on Betty White and Stan Lee?
Oh, yeah. Stan Lee just had a birthday.
94.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, here's my question about the Betty White thing. Okay, he raised money and it's funny. Where's that money going?
I don't think he actually gets it.
Yeah, I was wondering that too. I was like, I'm hoping he puts it, like, if he's actually getting that money, I really hope that he puts it towards some kind of charity.
Yeah.
Because
if he just took this as a joke and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, $4,000.
Sweet. Well, I think it got more than that.
The last I checked, he was at like 2,500 of his 2,000 goal, but that was yesterday fairly early.
Yeah. He just buys security guards. Betty White. They just randomly show up at Betty White's house. That would be so funny.
He shows up at Betty White's house with like a bag full of money. He's just like, Betty, I got murder. And she has a heart attack.
I was actually thinking that, like, you know, he hires the security guards. They show up at her house.
Just big guys. And she freaks out and falls and breaks her neck or something.
No.
Then we can put that guy in jail.
It's like, congratulations, internet. You killed Betty White in 2016.
Douchebag.
No.
So the
they are at $8,100.
Cool.
To keep Betty, or to help protect Betty White from 2016.
To me, that's basically Harambe.
Yeah.
Like this, it's stupid.
They took the joke too far. Well, the joke was too far to begin with, but that people are pouring money into it is kind of ridiculous.
Thanks, America.
Okay. It's like, you realize that he's not actually going to protect Betty White, right?
So I did read the story on it, and that makes me feel a whole lot better. If she's okay with it, I will fly to where Betty White is and keep her safe till January 1st. Now, assuming she doesn't want a strange Greek standing outside her door, all monies will be donated to the Spartanburg Little Theater to help craft new stars of stage and screen to carry the mantle of legends that have left this year.
Okay, that's better.
That's much better.
I like the joke. It's like, I will fly out, but if she doesn't want me to do that, then I'll donate it to this theater. Yeah, no, I'm A-okay with that. That's solid.
That guy.
Yeah.
He gets a gold star for 2016.
And everyone that is selling Harambe merchandise.
You get...
I hope you continue the trend of newsworthy in 2017. Do you get the joke?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, maybe that was too far. I take that one back. All right, let's skip the bad stuff now. Let's go to the good stuff. Here's the good things that happened in 2016, according to some guy on Reddit.
The most viable source.
I mean, that was one of the celebrity deaths you didn't talk about. Actual news.
Shit.
Fake truth. It's a fake news joke.
You just got me.
What'd you get?
I was going to do it. All right. New chemotherapy breakthroughs have increased the 5-year survival for pancreatic cancer from 16% to 27%.
That's significant.
Scientists figured out how to link robotic limbs with the part of the brain that deals with intent to move, so people don't have to think about how they would move the limb. It just happens.
That's cool. Awesome.
Child mortality is down everywhere, and it keeps going. Thanks to the Ice Bucket Challenge, the gene responsible for ALS has been found, meaning we are closer to an effective treatment. Let me rephrase that. We are closer to getting a treatment for a very bad disease because a lot of people, including hot celebrities, got wet.
What?
Thanks, 2016.
A solar-powered plan circumnavigated the world. I almost didn't get that word. That word almost escaped me. Michael Jordan donates $2 million to try and help bridge connection between police and the community. Tiger numbers are growing. We all like tigers.
Yay.
And manatees.
Well, yay.
And pandas.
All of us here in the U.S. like tigers.
I boo pandas because
just boo pandas.
I do because my aunt worked for the Smithsonian Zoo as a marine biologist. And pretty much everyone who didn't work at the panda exhibit doesn't like the pandas because they pour a whole lot of money into the pandas that end up closing other exhibits for an animal who her coworker, I can't remember the exact one, is it's either too lazy or dumb to fornicate.
Yeah,
I'll take it. Have you watched a panda?
That's true, yeah.
Honestly, the only reason pandas are still alive is because of zoos. Like, oh, yeah. They would have gone extinct years ago.
Every time I see a panda, I think you're big dummy.
They are not smart.
But they're adorable.
You've
seen the little one sneeze, and the mom was like, what?
That happened.
She was lucky to have that kid, apparently.
Pakistan has made stretch.
Artificial insemination is a huge thing to keep pandas alive.
We need a crossbreed. Crossbreed a panda with, like, a werewolf.
Or, like, a grizzly or something more energetic.
I think the more staggering thing was that they have werewolf DNA available. No one called
me out on it. I think we ignored the werewolf
comment. Okay, good.
I did.
Pakistan has made strides towards outlawing honor killings. 70,000 Muslim clerics declared a, I'm going to mispronounce this word, fatwa?
Fatwa, yeah.
Fatwa? Against ISIS. Pokemon Go players went insane with placing lure models near, modules, near hospitals for sick kids. That was a great story.
That was awesome.
In 2016. Say what you will about Pokemon Go, because it's not great. As a game, it's really not good.
But it's brought a lot of people together.
It has. And the goodwill that came out of Pokemon Go is something we need to remember in 2016. California is now powering over 6 million homes with solar power.
That's awesome.
Volunteers in India planted 50 million trees in 24 hours.
Woo!
That's a lot of trees.
World crime as a whole has drastically declined as a whole in the last couple of decades, except Chicago, where it is on the rise. Starbucks figured out how to donate perishable food in a food safe way. That's good. There's a whole list of these things here. There's a lot of stuff. The ozone layer is repairing itself.
Yay.
I find that hard to believe.
Until the EPA shuts it down.
Mm-hmm. They need to fire that guy in charge over at the EPA. What's his name? Peck? She got it. She's laughing.
I still don't get it.
Ghostbusters.
Walter Peck.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Yeah, there's a long list here, and it's a real big list. One of which in big caption and in large letters is Leonardo DiCaprio finally won the Oscar.
But it that did lost. Happen.
Honestly,
how many celebrities had to die for that statue?
It was Leonardo DiCaprio getting his Oscar, and then that was overrun by the Cubs winning the World Series. But at what cost?
I honestly see DiCaprio winning an Oscar as a tragedy. Because no longer can I say I have the same number of Oscars as Leonardo DiCaprio.
Aw.
You know, I never thought of it that way, but that's a great way to think about it.
It really was.
Anytime you're depressed, just remember, you only have one less Oscar now.
Yeah, but he still has one.
So there's a lot of good stuff that happened in 2016. And I do want to go around the table, and I'm sorry I put you guys on the spot, but I want something positive. What's something positive that happened to you in 2016? Something that you are happy about this year? Asa, we'll start with you. What's something good that happened to you this year?
See, I actually had quite a bit. And before I knew I was actually going to be on, I was just going to write a thing and put it on Facebook. But, like, there has been quite a bit. I mean, the show is doing incredibly well. Like, way better than I think anybody expected for it to definitely. Be.
Especially me and Shannon.
Yeah. December, I think, is our... It's
you
the
said
highest,
it was our second highest.
Yeah, we've seen a steady increase in the past few months. We're getting more and more listeners, and we could not be happier. And thank you guys so much for listening.
So, I mean, that's doing really good. I'm still just excited to be a part of it. Our relationship with and meeting the amazing people at Villainous Grounds has been great.
That was going to be my big one.
Getting to know everybody at CW or Cape Championship Wrestling,
yes,
CCW,
absolutely,
has been just so much fun and incredible. Like, I mean, Dalton and I got to just hang out with Jason and Brandon, which the first time we went to the show, you know, never would have thought that was going to be a thing.
Yeah, the fact that we've actually, like, it's not even so much that we're just fans, because we are just fans. At our heart, we're just fans.
Yeah.
But the fact that these guys have, you know, actually befriended us.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Legitimately befriended
us. Like, Wells let us sit in his car for a ride to St. Louis.
Brandon Barbwire has messaged us after shows going, hey, what'd you guys think?
Yeah.
Which is insane. You know, that should not be a thing.
No, yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, I'm a lot of good stuff has happened that I, you know, would like to see continue into next year. I'm still going to be pouring way too much money into Villainous Grounds, you know,
and working. Pokemon.
Yeah,
yeah. That card game.
I don't know if that's a positive though.
I almost have a deck.
Yeah,
almost.
Getting there.
I've said for years that she was not playing with a full deck.
But that wasn't where I was going.
Jesse, drumroll, please.
It doesn't work if you don't have the dolphin.
No, it's still funny.
Dalton, what about you? What's something good that happened to you this year?
I mean, I'm finally out of college. That was something I didn't think was ever going to happen. I don't know. Like, that happened. That was neat. I'm employed. I'm very easy to please. I'm just kind of like...
You got those elite figures?
Yeah, started that.
I mean, honestly, yeah, that is a pretty big deal for you. You graduated college, you got the degree you wanted.
You started your big boy job.
And you immediately got a job in the field you wanted. Like, that's
phenomenal.
I was hired before I graduated.
That's one of the things, like, that everybody at this table has a degree of some kind.
Yep.
Some are lesser than others.
That's not true. But, like, you were the only one that
He's technically working in your field.
Not technically. No. Like, it's not technically.
No, he is working in his
field. Yeah, I know.
I'm also working in my field. Thank you.
Hey, so am I.
I didn't say that to you.
You said you were the only one that's working in your field.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Whoops. Retract it.
There you go.
I'm starting to get a slower grasp on the English language.
But the thing is, I didn't start immediately working in my field. So.
Yeah, that's true. Jesse's a journeyman. You had time. You spent in the... What was that? Did you break that?
Yep.
She broke a bottle.
Oh.
Anyway.
Luckily, it was a plastic piece, not the glass piece.
Anyway, that's all hard workers.
Well, this will now become my Ninja Turtles ectoplasma thing, finally.
Ninja Turtles don't use ectoplasma!
Okay, ooze!
Jesus Christ!
Look, I said I'm tired today.
So anyway, but no, yeah, like that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, and that is definitely something you should be happy and excited about.
Yeah.
Because you were a lucky, like, even outside of this table, like that one in five is actually a really high ratio compared to what it actually is in the real world.
And, you know, I went to school for journalism and a lot of people would say, but Shannon, you are doing journalism. You're doing this. And yes, you're right. However,
I'm not getting paid.
Yeah, I'm doing this because I forced it. Like, this was not given to me. I created it. You could not create your own because you would look like a crazy person.
Just trying to recruit students. Hello, guys, to Mr. Manches. I mean, Anthony's.
Timestamp that one. We got to cut
45 minutes. Okay. It's fine.
Be a real life Mr. Harold Hill.
Harold Hill?
I would Music look like- man. Go door to door selling lessons, but not really doing anything.
But that's not what he does.
Good pool. That was a good pool. That was a really good
Moving
one.
Moving on. Jesse, what do you do for a living? No. What's something good that happened to you this year? Also, I want to say, Dalton, your personal life is in a good place.
Yeah.
Because you ended last year on a rough note. That's all I'll say.
No, I started this year on a rough note.
Yes. So you have definitely, I feel like you are a happier person now than I saw at the beginning of the year.
And I think that was probably the issue with me was the reason why 2016 sucked so bad was because, like, I found a lot out about myself.
That you didn't like?
That I didn't like.
Yeah, welcome to that world.
Yeah. Yeah, so like, it's upswinging, but I still have a bunch to improve on, which is probably why I don't sound as excited as I probably should.
You'll find more.
Because I'm just like.
You'll find more.
You're only in your mid-20s.
Yeah, so I'm just like, all right.
How old are you?
24.
Oh, you got time.
Yeah. You got plenty of time.
You're going to hate yourself by the end of it.
Yay!
Jesse,
woo-hoo!
What about you? What this year, what made you smile?
Honestly, like, finding Villainous Grounds is a big one for me.
There's a picture, by the way, there's a picture of me from the Cape Comic Con with a cup of coffee saying I do enjoy a good cup of coffee. That is the first time I met them at Villainous Grounds because David, I think I've told the story before. David was there. He let me have some of their personal coffee that he brought for other people.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of it. Proof. And that made me a fan for life. So I just, again, want to say thank you to you guys. You guys are awesome. Please go ahead.
Oh, yeah. That's just one of the big shining moments because it got to a point where I was choosing to purchase my comic books from Hastings, which is
Who?
Just.
Who?
He was buying it from me.
That's true.
I can say I worked there now.
You can say that legally. Yeah.
I hate you, Hastings. Or whatever the hell you...
I hate you, ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost, like, got you comics.
I got to the point where I was buying comic books from Hastings. I was that desperate.
Using my discount. I'll say it. I don't care.
Jeez.
Only on some books, because he wouldn't let me get them on all books, because he was worried he was going to get in trouble.
You selfish prick.
They're going to come after you, though, still, Dalton, because now they actually need that money. They really need that money.
They really need that
extra,
money.
Like, $55 total?
they got that Ric Flair lawyer.
I don't even know if he would have gotten that much of a discount, like, over the, I didn't buy that many comic books from him. And again, he wouldn't give me the discount, but for one per week.
What?
And then if you were buying the same book, I definitely wasn't getting that discount.
Well, I didn't want to be a scalper. That's just rude.
God. Jerk ass.
Anyway.
Jerk.
Finding them was just awesome. And then, like, really getting to know them, talking about the podcasts and everything else. Like, it's been great. Like, I love them. I love their business. I love everything about going there. And it's one of, like, the highlights of payday for me is that, yes, I'm going to Villainous Grounds tonight.
Cup of coffee and some
cup
great
of coffee,
comics.
Some comic
great
books,
company.
And great conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's what I get every time I go up there, and I love it. Other than that, like...
Overwatch
came in 2016. I do love me some Overwatch.
Death of the free time.
Death of free time. No, yeah, I mean, there have been good things, but that's really been, like, the one really big one, I guess, this year. My friends Lily and AJ got married. That was cool.
And man, Villainous Grounds, really, I hope they're beaming right now because for someone to say the best part of my year was you, that's huge.
That's true.
That's huge.
And then, as always, like, you know, getting to know, like, Asa and Dalton more, because, like, they are, like, a lot of people wouldn't really guess that Asa and Dalton are kind of new to the friends group, especially comparatively.
Dalton especially.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, what was it, last year? Like, early last year is like when we actually started hanging out with you guys? Well late last year for Dalton.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because mine was pretty much right before the Cape store opened.
Yeah.
Because you invited me to the WrestleMania viewing party.
Yeah.
And that was really the first time that we hung out at all.
And Asa and Dalton have become such an integral part of not only the podcast, but, you know, my life.
Right.
And your life. That, yeah, the new friends, I mean, I don't want to skip ahead to mine, but that's spoiler. We'll get to it in a second.
No, like, and that, okay, yeah, that is the other thing. Just new friends in general. Because I have made, I'm sorry, Asa stole mine when he did Build
the Grounds. That's a great answer.
But no, because I was going to mention a little bit of that, because I was going to continue from the Asa and Dalton thing. Because also, like, Andrew, I met this year, started hanging out a lot with Andrew, Audra.
Audra, yeah.
Like, haven't really hung out with her much, but I'm excited for the future of her hanging out in the group because she is really cool.
Met Mike's lady friend today, Maria Drury, and you were here for that, weren't you?
Yeah, I was here.
She seemed really super cool. Like, I feel like she could be a part of our group too. She's
dating
in well.
Mike. She's got to be pretty cool.
Well,
I like.
We didn't mean that, Michael. And by we, I mean
Dalton.
Well, he's the one that did it.
Hey, Dalton.
Stop.
Lindsay, what about you? What's what this year made you happy, and how much of it's Pokemon related? Or Yuri on Ice?
Well, I mean, Pokemon is my world, but I was thinking more along the lines of my personal stuff of actually doing artwork this year.
That's true.
And something coming of it, and yeah, going back to conventions again.
You've been very successful with your art this year, more than you've
been
like, in a long,
I was
long
just
time.
Comparing my past. Like, every year on Facebook, I do an art tracker folder. And I have like three times as much in this one as I did from the past year.
And you've made money this year too.
Yes.
Which
that
is great.
Makes me happy.
Yeah. But then also Pokemon.
But yes, and Pokemon. And yes, I've had a few anime series I've really liked this year, but.
Oh, she says that sheepishly, but no, you were obsessed with Yuri on Ice.
It's because it was really good, except the ending sucked.
There's something she watches called Kiss Him, Not Me.
I read the manga first. I'm only watching the anime because the manga isn't done yet.
Jesse, did you ever watch Fate Stay Night?
Yeah.
Did you know that started as an adult porn?
I did not.
Yeah.
He informed me of this yesterday.
I just found out. The first thing they ever put out was a visual novel PC game,
mm-hmm,
where the way that you gave Saber Mana was sleeping with her. It was full on hentai sex scenes.
Wow.
But then they toned it down when they released it like manga and anime and stuff, and
because
they took that out.
Like, the Fate Stay anime series, like, are just fantastic.
She loves it. She's
well,
says
you just
it's really good.
You just think about Ryder, and that takes you right back to that original game.
Huh.
If you, Ryder's original look.
Yeah.
That fits in perfectly with what the original was.
A little bit.
And then, you know, let's skip to me real quick. What made Shannon happy this year?
Ghostbusters.
Well, I can't legally say that.
Honestly, if Cody would just watch the movies, he would understand why you loved him so much.
I was a little forced.
But I didn't get to do it.
Well, someone needs to force him to watch the movies. Get it over with.
That was natural. I should have mentioned Rogue One.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, so good.
On a just small note, movies in general.
I mean, yeah, in general.
There
have
been a lot of really good
movies. There
were
a lot of good media, just in general.
Media was good this year.
I mean,
Childish Gambino had the new album. I'm going to beat you to it because I know you guys love it so much.
Ava Brothers had the new album. You ain't going to beat me to that one.
The movies were great. Rogue One. I'm still in love with Warcraft. Warcraft's my favorite movie this year.
I'm surprised at how much I loved Warcraft.
Ghostbusters, I was a big fan of.
Overwatch. We didn't say Overwatch.
We absolutely did.
Did?
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Well,
you were an idiot.
I had a Lindsay moment.
Right.
So anyway, no, yeah, like Rogue One came out. Moana was incredible. Doctor
Strange
was really
Moana
good.
Yet.
It was so good.
Deadpool came out this year.
I enjoyed Deadpool a lot.
A lot of fantastic movies. TV shows. Luke Cage came out this year.
It did.
Daredevil season 2 came out this year, I believe.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the beginning.
It was early.
Yeah. So, I mean, just so much good stuff. It was good for entertainment this year. Entertainment was good, which is sad because
so many idols left us.
Friends are really the big thing for me because it's been a rough year for me mentally and spiritually. I know I said that last year too. And that's why I'm scared of 2017, because at the end of the last year, if you've been keeping up with the show for a long time, you know that the end of the last year was very rough for me, amongst other people, but for me especially. And I thought, it can't get worse than this. This is the worst I'm ever going to feel. And then I felt worse in 2016. And it was a slow decline over many, many months. So I'm thinking, like, 2017 is going to just obliterate me. This might be my last year.
I won't let it obliterate.
This is my last Christmas. But what did keep me sane through all of this time was you guys. And I mean that both you people here in the studio with me and the people that are listening. Because the people that are listening have given me a cause to keep getting up in the morning, that I love doing this show and I have so much fun. And there's that egotistical part of me that goes, well, we're popular. Like, people listen to us. People respond to us. And that makes me feel good. But even if there weren't people listening, I'd still do this. Just because it's nice to have an outlet to express yourself.
Right.
And I don't always express myself in a good way. Sometimes I say things that are stupid, and sometimes I say controversial things just to be funny, and they're not funny. But the fact that I have this outlet is amazing to me. And then there's you guys in here, and my friends that are listening, that, you know, all the people we've met this year: Austin Lane, Billy Hills, Brandon Barbwire, Jason Wells, Lee Montgomery, David and Mary Jo from Villainous Grounds. The new people that have come into my life are a lot of fun, and I really cherish them. But then it's the core people, especially the people that are sitting here right now. And a couple other people, Allie, Hunter is friends. We're friends with Hunter again. That made me so happy when Hunter and I became friends again, because I missed him so much. But you guys just, you keep me together. You really do. Even when I tell you not to, even when I just say, leave me alone, you don't. And I hate you for that. But I'm also very thankful. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. What show did we do, Asa, where at the end of it, you did this thing where you were like, oh, and by the way, Shannon, you.
I think that was it was one of the, like, anniversary shows.
Was it?
Or, cause I think, I don't remember which one it was.
Would it have been 200?
No, it wasn't 200. Maybe it was a year. Maybe it was the year anniversary. Maybe. I don't know. We'd have to go back and double check. But there was a moment where at the end, I didn't see it coming, and you said these nice things to me.
We co-bared you.
But I throw it right back at you, because I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Every single one of you: Jesse, Asa, Dalton, Cody, Tanner, Lindsay, Allie, Hunter, Mike Branham. God, I'm going to miss a whole bunch of people, and I'm sorry. But I love you so much. Like, I don't have family. You guys are my family. And without you, I would kill myself. And I don't mean that in a funny way. I would kill myself. I would legitimately kill myself is what I'm trying to tell you. So thank you.
We get it. Please.
Thank you.
Please.
That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you so much. All right. With that said, we got a couple things here on Facebook I want to read. I asked you, what's some things you want to tell 2016 before we say goodbye? And we got a couple people that responded. And first off is Mary Jo from Villainous Grounds, who, as I expected, is the classiest, because she's awesome. She said, farewell to a year filled with making new friends, trying new things, and living outside of the comfort zone. We say goodbye to lifelong favorites and usher in the unknown. Sounds like the best story possible. As long as George Lucas isn't evolved.
No, then he's gonna try to redo 2016,
the special edition.
Yeah.
And, oh, he's gonna CG them all in. Oh, that's gonna be
no.
What is Java doing here? He died. Like
2016 special edition.
Actually, on that, I saw a really, really good meme today, but I didn't share it because it was too cheesy.
What
but
is
it's
it?
Like, rumor is that George Lucas is gonna make a sequel to Rogue One.
Oh God!
If you get the joke,
we do. No, sweet baby. I've seen that for. No, you're right. That's funny. You're right. It's funny. God damn it. No, I'm sorry. I didn't know how to say it without sounding like I'm insulting you.
I mean, like, pretty much anything but what you just said.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry that I'm slow and I haven't seen it till today.
Because you didn't have a computer for a while.
I know.
And now
because
you
it blew up.
Thanks to Jesse.
Hey.
And Lonnie.
My computer was like the Death Star. It blew up.
Our old PW.
Spoiler. Jesus, spoilers, man.
And it's good because where he's going is going to lead right into it.
Zach Price had a comment, and I'm going to say it just for old time's sake. He said 2006 can suck this dick. That's the only this dick reference of the year, hopefully. Kurt McDowell, my old friend, good guy. I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Classic.
I did like that shout out that he gave me on the Tuesday show for the Carrie Fisher part.
Oh, you son of a bitch. So, Jesse and Lindsay, this story.
I haven't listened to the Tuesday show.
Well, here's what happened. Jesse, after we found out Carrie Fisher died, Jesse posted in the group chat, that legendary PZ85 chat, that she is one with the Force and the Force is with her.
Uh-huh.
Too soon. This was moments after we found out she passed away. Nope.
Yeah, I was crying like a little baby an hour before I had to go to work.
So was Chris Jericho. And that's why he's the best. That's why he's GOAT.
He had to pull over.
Mm-hmm. JR Davis said, pretend I said something really heartwarming. That's sweet. Thank you, JR. Get it? Austin Lane, who I'm very happy that we could call him friend, because Austin Lane is amazing.
Yeah. I actually found myself actively looking forward to the next CWC or CCW show, knowing he's going to be there, because it's like, I haven't seen Austin in like two months. Yeah. I don't like that. I dislike this.
Yeah. Like, I agree. Like, when we go to these CCW shows now, it's halfway as fans and halfway just to see people we know and to
care. But like, it's like, I'm super excited for the Stride show coming up, because it's like, oh, I could see Billy again
and hug him.
Like, actually,
you can hug him in this one. Yeah. Austin Lane said 2016 till 2017 to book Austin Lane versus, and he has a list here. I'm going to go over the list. Will Ospreay.
Yes.
Cody Rhodes.
Please.
Ricochet in a rematch.
I would be a fan.
That was the spoiler alert. That's a high contender for my match of the year.
Is it?
I'm not even joking. Yeah. Kyle O'Reilly.
Uh-huh.
I heard Jason and Brandon. Never mind. The Young Bucks. I guess he's going to fight both. But if he needs a tag team partner, Mr. 100.
You get some insurance first.
The Red Dragon, Zack Sabre Jr., and bring back to face me, CM Punk. I would watch a Punk versus Austin Lane match.
If they could book Punk for CCW,
never happened. And it's not because
we would have much better luck if we were based out of Chicago.
Yeah,
he might.
And it's just the fact that Punk wants nothing to do with wrestling at this point. You know,
and it's understandable from my limited knowledge of the situation.
Aaron Picard said Punch 2016 in the face. Here's why he said that: because of he posted a thing on Facebook, and it's just a gif of Chuck Norris punching the camera over and over again. And when he was in here earlier today, I said, I like to imagine that on the other side of that is Chuck Norris, and or is of 2016, and Chuck Norris is just punching him over and over and over again.
Did you see the...
Also, Austin Lane tweeted me a bigger list of wrestlers he wants to fight.
He's just getting those all out there.
My God. Tell C16 to make it happen. Oh, and Aaron also tweeted me of that debut of the year was Balor on Raw. I think this is for next week's show. I'm saving this. Yeah, this is for the wrestling show. I gave him a sneak peek today. And last one, Brandon Anderson, who we know as Brandon Barbwire, the champ, says, I would much appreciate it if you could tell 2017 # long live the champ. That's a terrible Brandon Barbwire.
Did you see the trailer, the fan made trailer of them doing, turning 2016 into a horror movie?
No.
It's like if 2016 was a horror movie, and then they filmed it like a trailer.
That's awesome.
I need to see
it. It has Trump. It has like, they shot a gorilla? Just like they're confused by it.
Just news stories.
Donald Trump in a mask. Mm-hmm. Or like someone in a Donald Trump mask.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
It was pretty entertaining.
All right. Well, that's the show for us tonight. And this is the last show of 2016. So goodbye. It's 2016. I hate you.
Nah. Na 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 na. More people think this works. Hey.
Goodbye. Let's you take it.
No. La 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 la.